I think Carl's against this bill, but isn't there a point though? I mean, there is some interesting accounting here. I mean, the Medicare doc fix, for instance, is not in here. That's a couple hundred billion dollars. I mean, isn't it hard as a political factor for people to believe that a big new healthcare program is actually going to cut the deficit?
Well, first of all, Carl, the Republicans have zero credibility, about as much credibility as the country of Greece does to talk about fiscal responsibility.
This is the CBO. Carl, these numbers are in the analysis from the CBO. For God's sake, will you stop throwing around epithets and deal with the facts for once, David?
Carl,
deal with these facts, David. What about double counting?
All right,
what are you doing
Carl.
About that double counting?
All right, Carl, let's give him a chance to answer.
I'm trying to. The CBO, major economists who've looked at this healthcare reform, very clear that this in this decade is going to lower the deficit, and then in the next decade, over $1 trillion. What the American people are focused on, what we need to be focused on, are the health care costs, premiums skyrocketing. We saw recently health insurers threatening to raise insurance rates 30-40% on individuals, small businesses being bankrupt and not be able to provide care. It's obviously devastating our federal budget situation. We are not going to solve these problems unless we have meaningful health insurance reform. And that's what we're going to do. And listen, the Republican Party, if they want to run in this election and the elections of this next decade, against reducing the deficit by over $1 trillion, against the insurance company reform, we're happy to have that
within
debate.
Within 2 months, the Democrat Congress is going to be forced to deal with the doc fix. They're going to bring up a Medicare doc fix that's going to be $208 billion, according to a CBO analysis of it issued 2 days ago. We will see very soon how much they're committed to fiscal discipline when they pass a doc fix without an offset that adds $208 billion to the deficit. And when we start to see them continue to double count, I like it that David never dealt with the issue of double counting and never dealt with these other issues. We will see if they pass this bill. I hope they don't. I pray they don't. It will be an economic disaster for the country if they do.